The San Martino Cathedral, the Chapel of Santo Cristo, or Christ's Chapel. As the lyrics of a popular Spanish tune go, there are three things in Ourense that there aren't in Spain: Santo Cristo, the bridge, and the boiling water of Burgas. La Capilla del Santo Cristo, or Christ's Chapel, accumulated considerable wealth by virtue of the donations it received. The house that is found opposite the north facade, a little further up from the doorway, belonged to this chapel. The figure of Christ was originally placed in the same space that the altar with the Virgen del Pilar now occupies, as seen on entering the north door on the right. Behind the current altar, you can see the diamond-pointed decoration of the old chapel. The closest tomb is that of Bishop Vasco Pérez Mariño, who brought a figure to the chapel and wanted to remain close to it after his death. Such was his devotion towards this figure of Christ that his tomb was moved a few meters closer to the chapel that was constructed and decorated specifically with this figure in mind. Legend has it that, miraculously, the hair and beard of the figure of Christ, which are made from natural hair, grow, and that every week a barber comes to cut it. What is more, another legend says that the image appeared floating in the sea. This Gothic-style figure is considered to be one of a pair, the other one being from the figure of the Cristo de Barba Dorada, or Christ of the Golden Beard, from Finisterre, near Santiago. The chapel, behind a Renaissance railing by Juan Bautista Celma, is of a heavily laden Baroque style. The canopy is by Domingo de Andrade, the same architect whose work can be seen in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela, and almost all the rest of the decoration was carried out by Castro Canseco from León. The chapel takes after the Portuguese late Gothic or Manuelian style. There are two figures in both lateral chapels that show St. Maurus by Francisco de Maure and the Virgen Blanca or White Virgin. This is a copy of the venerated Madonna of Trapani in Sicily. Before this, however, come the choir stalls, the work of Diego Solís and Juan de Ángeles from the Renaissance period. They were originally placed, as in other Spanish cathedrals, in the choir in the centre of the main nave. In the 20th century, they were removed, allowing an uninterrupted view from the front of the church to the back wall, with only the high altar interposing. Some of the choir stalls were relocated to this chapel, but without any iconographic criteria, such that the ecclesiastic characters are not presented in any logical order. In the upper part of the chapel, there are 18th century paintings that represent scenes of the life of Christ, and others that are more recent, such as the painting of the Dinner of Emmaus, which is evidence to the continuing donations of works of art to the chapel up to the present day. An example of the gifts that the Christ figure receives are the lights, that lend a certain Byzantine feel to the atmosphere. However, not all are like these, having been hung from the ceiling lamps of the most diverse style. Even boat-shaped lamps, owing to the devotion the Christ figure inspires in fishermen. One lost tradition is that of hanging up bird cages during the Novena festivals.